Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
A pleasure this week to feature Small Glories and music from their most recent album, Assiniboine and the Red. This contemporary folk duo, made up of Kara Luff, also of the Waylon Jennies, and J.D. Edwards, are based in Manitoba and have spent a great deal of time this summer touring the Maritimes, and we caught up to them in Riverview for their show at Kaisley Park. This pair know how to have a good time, and we're going to share a lot of that with you over the next half hour, as well as some of their great tunes. To get it started, here's the song, Sing. On Atlantic Access.
I could sing for the money, I could sing for the praise. Spitting out nothing, wasting time up on the stage. Could folks have bled in freedom, denied their truth? One thing I can do is sing for you. Sing for the suffering working slaves. Cast into debt they can never repay. For their oppressors who still believe, see the us or them, never harmony. Sing for the rebels who forgot their cause, dignity for all, whatever the cost. Who are looking at retirement, don't wanna be poor, but what about the children ravaged by war? I could sing for the money, I could sing for the greed. Nothing, wasting time up on the stage. Could folks are bleeding freedom, denied their truth. One thing I can do is sing for you. Free from the past. Sing for a living that's meant to last. Sing for togetherness and not the wall. Tears of human spirit are felt by all. Gotta do what I can, gotta live what I believe. Learn to love and wear it on my sleeve. I can sing for the money, I can sing for the praise. Nothing, wasting time up on the stage. Could folks who bleed in freedom deny their truth? One thing I can do is sing for you. The pants that don't do it justice. You could see the things I see. Don't need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me. Drove down the road this morning. The sun was at my back. Curved down to the cold, clear water. Past a rundown fishing shack. Across the bay, the autumn leaves turn the hills to flame. A small bird just fluttered by, singing out your name. Maybe we could rent a boat, sail across the sunlit bay. You wrapped up in your winter coat, just to keep the wind away. Spend the afternoon saying nothing, and when the sun goes down, I light a fire and drink some wine. Slowly drive back into town. The picture don't do it justice. If you could see the things I see, no need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me. I'm pulling into the city at night. Every street has a name. Remind me of the places that I've been.
begins to look the same, but underneath the banners and the lights, my mind begins to change. The hummer that I'm feeling at the center of town keeps calling out your name. I wish that you could tag along, sit beside me at a restaurant, drinking whiskey till 3 in the morning, singing harmony on that karaoke song. Don't do it justice if you could see the things I see. Don't need to hear about it secondhand. You'll be there if you dare to come along with me.
Back to back from the Small Glories and their latest album, Assiniboine and the Red. That is Secondhand, back to back with Sing. And we're talking with J.D. Edwards and Kara here right now, actually.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, if the name Kara left familiar to you, it might be because of prior work with the Wailing Jennies. And now it's the Small Glories. You're two albums deep now. The first album was in 2016. Must have been on the road a lot.
We were working our butts off all over the world, which was great. It was a great way to kind of introduce the new project to our fan base. Our respective fan bases.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the album. Voices complement each other very well. And you have a modern vibe that you bring to the folk scene through it, and it's really exciting.
Cool.
That's nice of you to say. Thank you.
So you're based out of the prairies. You're spending a lot of time on the East Coast this summer. How's it been so far?
Well, aside from the heat, it's been great. we've had some just absolute fantastic shows. And of course, people out here are just are incredible people. We love our East Coast Canadians, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of friends out here, musical friends out here, and lots of fans, of course, too. But we've had excellent shows.
Yeah.
Stan Rogers Festival is usually a highlight for people who do tend to play that festival. Was it your first or?
It was my first time there. JD had been once before and had raved about it. So I'd been hearing about it for years because one of the original members of the Wailing Jennies had been at Stanfest before too. So I had been wanting to go for quite some time, so I was just really honored that we got asked to come this year.
Right out of the gate with regards to that first album, Wondrous Traveler, you guys have been on the road a lot internationally as well, places like Australia and over in Europe and things like that. Are there any events that stand out?
Oh gosh.
Or any places maybe that kind of, you kind of go wow and still think about?
We like you said, Australia, we think of that time very fondly. We had an amazing Signet Folk Festival. It was right down on the tip of Tasmania, and it was a fantastic small little festival, great stages, great line. I mean, everything about it was excellent. We had such a great show in this little small hall. I can't remember the name of the hall off the top of my head, but it was Chocolate Fondue or something. No, I can't remember what it was called, but it was so spectacular. We were sharing the stage with Scott Cook. He was there that night right just before us, and I think that's one of my favorite.
I feel like the whole tour of Australia was pretty spectacular for both of us. It was a 6.5-week tour, so it was very long, and I think we only really had 2 days off in that entire time. For us, anytime we get to go somewhere and play for a community of people, it doesn't matter what country or what region, the fact that we get to go to some of these unique places.
Back to the music. The album Assiniboine and the Red has a couple of songs that are so positive, they're so empowering and uplifting. In these darker times, you must be noticing a really strong reaction to those tunes when you play them.
Yeah, Sing in particular, I think, is one that is resonating with a lot of people. People coming up and asking for the lyrics to that song, and various people wanted to cover it. It's always a really beautiful thing when people come up and want to know more about that song and what the lyrics, and they want to sing it themselves.
So. Awesome. One we're going to spin is Don't Look Back, who kind of gives you that same kind of a vibe.
Don't Back Down. Don't Look Back. Don't look back at your notes.
I wrote it properly there.
Edit this part out, okay?
Keep it in!
You know, it's funny. For us, it's just a little inside scoop. It's been a little bit fun to play that song, although we do miss our, like, when you listen to the recording, you can hear these wonderful Irish musicians play, and they're from a wonderful band from Ireland called Socks in the Frying Pan. Yeah, people have been digging it. We got a chance to play it at Stanfest.
Right on.
for Bruce Guthrie, because he was the one who helped write that song with Kara. He was a little nervous, but I think he enjoyed it in the end.
We got the entire audience singing along, so that's always a winning combination when you get people singing along.
Well, for everybody who was in the Stanfest and wants to dig a great song, it's called Don't Back Down.
Don't Back Down.
And this is the Small Glories on Atlantic Access.
This town, you learn real young, you don't back down.
Don't back down. Don't back down.
You know they call these fields of gold, but the government loans will rob your soul.
Don't back down. Don't back down.
People leave, but the prairie winds ride the rails to a better way. Board it up, pack it in. The dust rolls in, don't back down, don't give in, don't back down. Stick around, it's old ghost town.
Hey.
Old John Joe lives up the road, he still plays a mean. John, he still loves to tie one on, tie one on. Broken backs, calloused hands, you'll get old before your time. It's not for any woman or man, it's tough as nails, but I don't mind. When the waters rise, don't back down. When you hit hard times, don't back down. When the dust rolls in, don't back down. Don't give in. Some say I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. And I hope when I'm an older man, I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. 'Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love. Tell the ones I belong to, I ain't treating you. Been afraid.
better off had I paid. Well, this fighting going on in my head, tossing, turning me late in bed. A rest is what I really long for. She stands up in my way and a passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey. But I know I've seen this scene before and the character longs for more. Punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past. And all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Your open wind, it was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an infamy in love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. And all my life I've been afraid.
The Small Glories and one there from their Wondrous Traveler album, Had I Paid, on Atlantic Access. Had I paid what? And to whom?
And to whom?
For what purpose?
I think you could put anything in there in your past that you wish that you maybe you had done. Had I paid more attention in school? Had I paid more attention to the speed limit? Had I paid more attention to the, you know, when my taxes were due.
Sounds like a confession here, JD.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, that song, it's not a confession, but it's definitely it's a look back. Okay. I mean, there's nothing you can do about your past.
That's true.
It's done,
right?
You can't have those regrets.
You can have those regrets. And I think that's what that song sort of touches on a little bit is a little bit of that, but it's also like, had I gone this way, okay, things would be different and I wouldn't be where I am today, so.
We talked about your international touring here a little while ago. This now new release, it has just out, by the way. You can get it in all platforms, I presume. It's available everywhere. It will likely lead to more opportunity like that. Are there certain festivals or locations around the world that you're kind of thinking, man, if we could just play there?
We did sign with a U.S. label for this record, and probably the main reason we signed with them is because America is our closest neighbor, and it is easier to go tour when you don't have to necessarily go across an ocean to tour. And JD and I feel that, you know, America these days, they need a lot of hope and they need a lot of light and they need a lot of love, and we need to come and kind of bring a little bit of sanity to the world down there. And I don't know.
Or at least show them that we still care for them.
Yeah.
Well, many of their politicians have probably hit it on the head. They need more Canada.
They need more Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, if the West Coast could just become part of Canada, that would be pretty awesome. And Vermont. I like Vermont.
We like Vermont.
Vermont is the most Canadian state, isn't it?
That's
it really is, yeah.
Yep. He could easily just assimilate. Assimilate, maybe that's not the right word.
Amalgamate.
That's a better word. Amalgamate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuse.
Yeah.
If you're a Canadian artist, it's funny. If you make it in the States, Canada cares about you.
It seems like a credibility thing. If you can get mentioned in a Rolling Stone or mm-hmm. some publication, for example, all of a sudden, people pay more attention to you, perhaps.
Yeah, we got mentioned in Mojo magazine the other day.
Very good.
But they spelled Kara's name wrong. So I don't know about that. Like, you know,
read.
You get mentioned in a magazine, and they spell your name wrong, then they'll never know who the real Carol F. is.
Yeah, well, it's true,
Carla,
right?
Left.
Carla left.
Carla left.
I've been Clara Lust and Carla Huffed and Carla left and huffed and puffed and blew your house down.
Oh,
and
dear.
JD's been TJ and DJ.
I've never been a TJ.
I thought you were a TJ sometime. Anyways.
You know, and these publications have multiple editors. You think somebody would have caught it.
It's a damn autocorrect, man.
It was probably a computer.
Yeah. It was a computer.
And you guys came together at a Winnipeg, was it a venue celebration of sorts? And,
Well, we were put together. The artistic director,
we were forced to sing together.
No, it was this cool celebration, and instead of everybody kind of getting up and doing their own thing, the director was like, I'm going to pair people off. Mm. And he paired people off who don't normally play together or sing together. So
when you get to the Grammy stage and you're asked to perform with another entity, you'll be fine, because they do that all the time at the Grammys, right?
They do?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. They'll cross-pollinate.
Terry, do you think we're going to get a Grammy?
I think there's a good possibility. I've seen some people walk away with Grammys, and I've heard your music, and I'm here to tell you, you're not too far off. All you need is the votes.
And the Americans need to learn how to say Assiniboine. But they've been practicing. They often say Assiniboine.
Oh,
a Canadian, French-Canadian.
Yeah,
a French-Canadian.
And that's the one word that they don't really
need.
They don't need to. That's funny. So two tunes left. One has an awesome story, I'm thinking. Johnson Slide, we're going to play in a few minutes. That one tells a tale.
That one comes from a place in B.C. in the Kootenai Mountain Range. There's a little community known as Johnson's Landing. The song is kind of about one woman's experience after the fact. She didn't make it out. It's based on a true story.
We were there, I think, only a year and a half after it had happened, this landslide, and the community was still reeling.
I'm thinking the song was probably kind of a healing moment, too, for some, maybe.
I hang out quite a bit in Caslow, B.C., which is on Kootenai Lake, and Johnson's Landing is just up the lake. After we recorded the song, we kind of wanted their blessing. And so I played it for a couple of people. And some of the people were like, wow, thank you for honoring the people who had died. And just recently I've got a few messages from people saying they can't listen to it because it's too sad.
It's powerful. We're going to play that. Thanks a lot, JD and Kara.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for saying our name right.
When we get our Grammy, we're thanking you, Terry.
Terry!
I'm counting on it. If I'm in the audience, I'll probably just run up and join you guys, give you a big hug and everything. All right, Johnson Slide coming up after Oh My Love, now on Atlantic Access.
Traveling over country. slow on a steep Kootenai Ridge, where the road runs out, where you gotta build your own bridge. Sidestepping that switchback so you could get around the snow, where you live to survive. And there's one thing you should know, that no matter where you came from, no matter where you've been, the Valley of the Lost Souls will take you in. Maybe it was thunder or an old wolf cry. Maybe I was stubborn, maybe it was pride. But it's darker than the dead soul in a devil's eye, lying in the belly of the Johnson slide. Johnson slide. Johnson slide. Johnson slide.
I made myself some paradise up here in the trees, where I escaped everything. Was the silence in my path, it was true, it was the furthest I could go to get away from you.
But no matter what I wanted, no matter what I did, the Valley of the Lost Souls took me in. Maybe it was thunder or an old wolf cry. Maybe I was stubborn, was pride, but it's darker than the dead soul in a devil's eye, lying in the belly of the Johnson slide. Johnson salvation to this innocent place. I learned to be strong, and I learned to be brave, and I made this place my home, but now it's my grave.
Small Glories and music from the album Assiniboine and the Red on Atlantic Access. I'm Terry, and the Atlantic Access podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track comes to us from the Fredericton area and the music collective Free to Grow. The song Miracle Man is based on Bruce Hughes, a Fredericton area musician who just over 2 years ago had a catastrophic medical event in his life, suffered a major stroke. His amazing recovery has been well documented, and he remains a study case in the medical field. His story inspired Jeff Patch of Free to Grow to write this song. It's our pleasure to spin it for you. This is Miracle Man from Free to Grow on Atlantic Access.
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.